Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, a very important broadcast lined up for you today. It is just incredible what is now unfolding on so many fronts. And I'm going to announce coming up at the start of the next segment a new contest with $5,000 in prizes. But I'm only going to put a one-week turnaround on this. I'm not going to have, or maybe a two-week turnaround. I haven't even basically written up the rules yet. So I'll just announce them on air, and then Paul Watson or Kurt Nemo can codify it into a page on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And what does the contest have to do with? Well, I'll tell you about that coming up again later in the next segment. It has to do with the fact that everything we've basically predicted is now unfolding. And I don't have the crew or the personnel to sit there and mark down all of my predictions. And so we're going to have a contest to see out there with listeners who can go through and put together the best compilation in 10 minutes or less of different predictions I've made that then come true. Here's one. It makes my brain burn with frustration that I know for at least 10 years I have said every week that they will set up three economic unions, North American, European, and Asian, with sub-unions, and then get those countries in debt through fiat fraud, and then implode them, and then merge them into a global open banking dictatorship. Now, that is openly being announced for Europe. It will then be announced for North America and Asia. They are openly announcing it. I listened to Bloomberg last night on the radio, Bloomberg Radio. They had five guests on this show as I drove home at 10 o'clock at night for 35 minutes, and every one of them was reading off a script saying the same thing, even in the same order. That, well, Europe's got to now get rid of its sovereignty entirely and set up a private economic union over it, a United States of Europe, which is the opposite of that. No republic, no freedom. And then this morning, the Prime Minister of England, a bunch of other leaders, said the only way to save the world economy is for all sovereignty to be fully removed, not just from the individual countries in Europe, but from the euro itself to this new private cartel. This is ruled by bankers openly, not even through their government puppets. It's basically like the Federal Reserve here just getting rid of Congress, which they basically have done. I mean, they've said they're above the law and run everything, and now the Super Congress has control of the purse. So really they've done that now here, not with a bang, but with a whimper. This is earth-shattering. And there's all the Club of Rome documents. There's all their statements. There's EU founders bragging and what the EU Observer. I mean, just all the data flashes before my eyes. It makes my brain burn that they planned this decades ago and are now going, jeepers creepers, we just got the idea to save you. Give us all the power. Get rid of any liberty you have. And the head of the central bank in Ireland 4 months ago, telling the BBC and other publications, it was a quote at a press conference, I think it's best to have Ireland run by foreign banks. That's a quote. I mean, that's like saying, I think it's best that Zorg from the planet Zoppel run everything. I mean, it's so naked, out in the open. So that's going on. I haven't even scratched the surface. It's mind-blowing what's coming up. Bunch of gas. Stay with us. Money.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 7th day of September, 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Joining us in about 25 minutes from now, Michael Allison. Of course, that's become a national sensation, the fact that the police and the prosecutor say, yes, we want to put him behind bars for life for audio recording police in a public building at public meetings and telling them he was recording them. And this all began when he requested a court reporter at some of these hearings. And they said, no, you're not getting a court reporter. And he said, well, I'm going to record it. And they just said, that's it, pal. Life in prison. This is America. Slaves do not record gods. And, of course, it turns out Michael Allison is a listener. They've been trying to get in contact with us since before this broke. And somehow he got a hold of Mike Hansen. So I want to thank Mike Hansen, the Mike Hansen channel over on YouTube. It's like 300,000 views of the local newscast that Mike uploaded of Michael Allison, the thought criminal, will be joining us. And then Mike Adams, I don't know how much Mike wants to get into this because he moved to Austin a while back and wanted to be private that he even moved here, which I understand wanting to be private when, you know, you've got a huge news website, and the preeminent in natural health news and information reaching millions a week. And I don't know how much he wants to get into it, but let's just say Mike's had a first-hand visit with the flames and was able to defend his property for now. It's like Mordor or something outside, because I'm here in South Austin. The smoke from Bastrop, one of the biggest fires in Texas history, well, they're now saying the biggest, actually, is like black smoke in the sky. I thought I was driving into a war zone this morning. Where I live in southwest Austin, it's all smoky, too, but certainly getting my carbon monoxide today. So Mike Adams is going to be joining us via video Skype. He dare not leave his home, or he might not get back into it. But I'll see how far Mike wants to go. I mean, he's got an article out today that deals with the big story that we broke nationally last night. And that's coming up in the next hour, that the Gonzales cannon first broke, and then I've since talked to firefighters, and I have more firefighter phone numbers I need to give my producer to get on the show today. Also, talked to Shane Steiner, one of the owners of the Steiner Ponderosa that has been on fire, but he didn't want to comment at this time, but I did learn some interesting inside baseball, but that's how it works. I'm not allowed to talk about what was going on over at Steiner Ranch, but luckily those fires are almost extinguished over there. They only lost something like 27 houses. They've lost over 1,200 in Bastrop. 15 Austin firefighters have lost their houses in fires in Austin. I mean, that gives you an idea. That's how many homes have been lost. 15 Austin firefighters. And guess what? This all started on Sunday, and the Austin fire chief, who's known for total political correctness, this lady, she's another Janet Napolitano type. She has out in Colorado playing golf and said she's on her vacation. And so there's calls for her head to be on a platter, that 100-year event. And it's fires all around the city and inside the city. Some deaths as well. A bunch of deaths in other parts of the state. I mean, it is something else. I mean, you walk outside and you think you're downwind from a campfire. You're huffing cedar and oak and mesquite. It actually smells pretty good in a way. Makes me think of grilling steaks or something. You could hang steaks outside the office here and marinate them with a smoke flavoring. By the way, the fire's coming this way. It's miles away, but I hope it doesn't burn down the studio. Oh, we've got it insured, but the way society's collapsing, who knows if that would help anything. All right, let me just reset here for a moment. Because what happens is, I was up here till 10 o'clock last night, finishing up the hour-long plus TV show we did, InfoWars Nightly News, normally 30 minutes over an hour last night. And then I listened to Bloomberg driving home, and then I did about 2 hours of research then, and couldn't sleep. I was so upset. And then by the time I get here with all this news, I've already been upset about it and thinking about it off and on the last 10 hours, and I'm almost befuddled with it. And that's what the globalist social engineers admit in their white papers and psychological warfare perspectives that we've ferreted out and published at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, is there is an attempt to overwhelm you. There is an attempt to give you so much stimuli that you basically just marvel at the beast, as John the Revelator said on the Isle of Patmos, been given a vision by God of what would come in the future. He marveled at the beast and with his mouth hanging open. And more and more, I marvel at the brazen hubris, the abject wickedness, the open tyranny. This is not like an elephant in the room. This is like a giant frothing whale in the room. And one side of me just says I should just cancel all the guests today. I'm not going to, because I want to talk about all this news. They are announcing forced inoculations of Gardasil for all girls in Mexico. A crippling, maiming sentence for many, death for many others. That right there has got me ready to drive to Mexico with an interpreter to try to bullhorn and warn people and, of course, be beat up and arrested by the police, whose own daughters will be maimed by it. They don't care. It's the nature of the compartmentalized system, how we destroy ourselves. They're now announcing they're going to try to push mandatory Gardasil shots for all boys in the U.S. That's in the Associated Press today. Napolitano has come out and attacked Drudge with a bunch of lies. And we've written an article, the 10 lies, 10 facts that prove Big Sis is wrong. And Drudge, of course, linked to that last night. I saw it this morning. I don't know if it's still there. Also, a well-known reporter and blogger and, I guess, actress, a very lovely lady, reportedly had the TSA woman actually insert her fingers into her body through the clothing. She was shocked that she was able to do that and screamed and cried and begged for help and was reportedly laughed at. So she spoke out against it, and the TSA is now announcing that they're going to sue her. That's in Forbes and Associated Press. And then Big Sis announced last night that they're going to have MRI-powered level scanners. So you want to take your shoes off. Oh, I'll be taking my shoes off and braving the athlete's foot and flesh-eating bacteria where thousands of people have walked through that day at, you know, Newark Liberty or LAX or all the other hellholes that I have to fly through. Ladies and gentlemen, you can pull up. Just type MRIs cancer. They had the New York Times last year showing thousands of people permanently made bald, including women, by the cone of the MRI scanner because they're so high powered. You have to calibrate them each week under federal and state law, a regular dental type x-ray once a month, even a chest x-ray once a month. A private firm has to come in and certify. You have to have a radiation officer with a badge. TSA is totally exempt from all of that. They don't even give Congress radiation records. And when they were forced to, they were all fake. And they've had them in for 8 years, almost 8 years in Boston Logan, right at an 8-time increase in cancer over 8 years in that cancer cluster. So they're 8 for 8. And she just announces super high-powered feet scanners that will give a complete imaging scan of your feet. I mean, blasting you. A MRI dwarfs a chest x-ray. MRIs are extremely dangerous. They fire high-powered waves into your body. I mean, how do you think they're mapping every contour of the brain, every contour of the heart in a 3D model? I mean, this is hardcore pounding. And a lot of them are uncalibrated or aren't calibrated right. And boy, when they don't calibrate one right, sometimes people have strokes And I just called Watson and told him, you ought to do an article on this. And he's like, I'm already writing one on the global government announcement. And I said, I know, so I'll go talk to Nimmo. And Aaron was up here late. He's not here. I mean, I'm like in my bunker giving orders to armies that don't exist, just trying to warn people. I mean, that's a devastating announcement. And it's just a little footnote, and they're putting up random highway scanners that are so high-powered they make MRIs look tame, where they have families. I have newscasts drive under it, and troops, National Guard are running it instead of fighting fires, are out there with cops running people through as they drive their cars under things. I've talked to different radiologists 10 to 100 times a chest x-ray. I mean, 20 years ago, they wouldn't let troops use DU. Now they just hand it out to everybody and say it's fine when their own manuals say it's a death sentence. It ignites going out the barrel and gives you a lethal dose. It may take 20 years to kill you. One round of DU fired, you should be wearing a full mop gear, total decontamination, just to fire one round. It was only to be used inside of a full nuclear war with the Russians, with a 10-to-1 superiority when they poured across out of Eastern Europe into Germany. For ground troops to knock out tanks in a 10-to-1 superiority. And even then the Pentagon said it shouldn't be used. What changed? Where, hey, we'll just MRI your feet every time you fly. Hey, we'll just stick our hands down your pants. Hey, we'll just use DU. Hey, we'll have thousands of companies open-air GMO cross-species crops. What changed? It's like the elite want to destroy the Earth. They want to destroy this creation. They are beyond madness, beyond lunacy. Now, I haven't even hit the big news yet. It's all happening. Wait till I get to this. They are openly engineering and announcing and pulling the trigger on the world government takeover program. It's now gone from... Stuff's getting crazier and crazier. Chuck Norris, in a syndicated column yesterday, plugged Infowars.com and pointed out that the war on terror is basically a fraud, that our government is enabling Al-Qaeda and rebranding the terror apparatus to suppress the American people. This was all over every major big conservative news magazine, Town Hall, World Net Daily, Ammo Land, just a huge story. We need to get Chuck back on the show. I know he's been a listener, I don't know, he said 15 years. He's been listening since close to the start. And it's hard to believe that there's criminal elements running the government. See, I'm not saying Al-Qaeda doesn't exist, so there aren't Muslim terrorist extremists. I'm explaining there's global corporate interests that are funding and protecting them to then menace the West to take our liberties and set up a control grid that's then used on the general public. And now, it's all come true, and Chuck heard me talk about this 7, 8, 9 years ago, and now he's starting to really go public. Look at the Drudge Report, the king of all news drivers, linking to us on a weekly basis, sometimes more often, carrying our report as a counter to Big Sis attacking him yesterday. We're really having a huge effect because we understand reality. We study how things really work, and we're willing to talk about it when most people aren't aware of it, knowing that over time the truth will defeat the lies. I'm hated, I'm demonized, I'm vilified, I'm attacked. But in the final equation, it doesn't matter because somebody's got to tell the truth. As Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and brave. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Well, we haven't gotten to the point where it costs nothing. But if we are going to save this country and save Western civilization and save any form of our republic, we're going to have to face reality, and it's an ugly reality. Denial has let corrupt individuals really go far to the point where they think they've got us. We're going to stick our hands down your pants. We're going to arrest 10-year-olds selling lemonade. We're not going to let you have gardens. We're going to shut down Gibson Guitar, tell them move to Madagascar. We're going to give waivers to insiders on health care. We're going to engage in this, and what you gonna do about it? Well, we're going to do a lot about it. It's what we're going to do. Now, I'll have to get to this more later. What is my top story? They're now announcing they're going to put MRIs in that blast your feet, and of course, it'll continue the radiation up towards your genitals. I mean, that right there, just insane, hidden in plain view. Or the huge announcements in hundreds of newspapers, and the talking point must have gone out yesterday because I sort of seen it in the news and then heard it on Bloomberg Financial, where all five of the guests all were reading, and I kept saying, are they playing the same tape? And it wasn't. It was their in-studio economist all reading the exact same thing. And I got home and searched it, and there it was in hundreds of news articles. The world will go into total depression. There'll be martial law and total collapse. That's in major newspapers today. If you don't give unlimited trillions to the banks and let them set up a financial union where you pay your carbon taxes and VAT to them. We must get rid of all sovereignty. The problem is democracy in Germany. They are voting Merkel's people out because they're handing all power over to this system. We've got to, and then experts, well, I think in the end, it's all we can do. So, yes, we'll do the reasonable thing and set up the governance system for the European financial structure to consolidate into a financial private corporate union. Yes, it is the plan. We're doing quite well. And then, you know, Bloomberg Financial is propagandizing for carbon taxes to shut us down, victim disarmament. I mean, it's just you listen to them, but they all do it in real nice little NPR, calm voice, like, shh, shh, listen, little girl, just get in the car with me and everything's going to be all right. I'm wearing a suit. I'm a distinguished, 70-year-old man. Get in the car. Just get in the car, America. Get in the car, Europe. Come on. And then we don't want to. They say, get in the car. Bad things are going to happen. Everything's going to collapse. And so we get in the car in 2008 and things are now worse. And we get in the car now and things are going to get worse by a bunch of criminal Ponzi scheme operators sitting up there snickering and laughing. And then on top of that, it's now confirmed what was first in the Gonzalez paper and that we broke nationally at Infowars.com last night. It's now confirmed FEMA forces firefighters to stand down in Texas, just like Katrina they ordered to stand down. Mike Adams also wrote about this morning as wildfires rage across Texas, feds take control and scuttle volunteer firefighters. I mean, it's all happening. It's such an important broadcast. Call everybody you know, tell them to tune in right now.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Friday, we are here live, ladies and gentlemen. This is the hardest hitting, most focused radio out there. And we are reaching tens of millions of people now every week conservatively. And we're growing exponentially thanks to you getting out the word. That's why we started InfoWars Nightly News. Every evening, 7 o'clock, always 30 minutes long. But many evenings, an hour, 2 hours long. Then we restream it when the show ends. I was live last night. But then at about 8 when the show was over, we re-aired it until this morning when this show kicks off, Alex Jones Live, which is a 3-hour radio / TV show. Then we send reporters out. We interview people over Skype. We fly our reporters places. We are building a real bona fide news organization at PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Now is the time. $5.95 a month, 15 cents a day. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free. You are truly supporting the InfoWar, alternative media, and an organization that's waking up more people than anybody else other than Ron Paul. So please continue to spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, about the local AM and FM stations you listen to us on, about XM that we're on live during the day for 3 hours, about Global Shortwave, WWCR, about the free podcast, the free iPhone app, the free audio streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but also the subscription, PrisonPlanet.tv. There's a lot of other ways we fund ourselves as well. We have the stainless steel made in America. That is, the guts are. You can't get the stainless steel made in America. We've tried. The guts of the filter that does, I don't know what, 100 gallons or more, cuts almost everything out or reduces it down to near zero. You can take swamp water out with these. Stainless steel with InfoWars embossed on them, available at InfoWars.com. We sold out of those. We now just got a bunch of them in and a bunch of colors, including the raw stainless steel color. So it's all available at InfoWars.com. All the books, the videos, InfoWars.com. Now coming up, Mike Adams is going to join us via video Skype. He lives outside Austin now in one of the areas ravaged by fire, but last time I talked to him, his place didn't burn down. You look out the office windows here, and it looks like a war zone, black smoke everywhere. They've not contained really any of the fires. A few small ones in the city they put out. The Austin fire chief is so liberal that she's on vacation and not coming back from Colorado playing golf. Self-described trendy. FEMA has forced firefighters to stand down in Texas. We're going to be breaking that down. Unbelievable. Should be national news. It isn't, but it is national news at InfoWars.com. That's now. I've confirmed that now with three firefighters. And, of course, we have the mainstream news article out of Gonzalez on it. I've got that reporter's number. I need to call him. I've got other firefighters that I need to contact that have contacted me. That's all pouring in. We've got the huge DHS fracas going on with Miss Napolitano getting very angry at Drudge, and of course my articles that are the main driver on the TSA on Drudge, and Drudge is a link to my response to her, 10 facts that prove Big Sis is wrong, Drudge is right. I've got to go over that. But the biggest news of the day, and we're going to cover this after we talk to our guest, the biggest news of the day, this is so huge. Again, it's like the doctor telling you got brain cancer, within a couple months you're going to be dizzy, you're not going to be able to walk, and a month after that you're going to be dead. And now I'm dizzy in the bed and don't really know who I am, and I'm thinking, man, I'm about to lose consciousness. My life is basically over. You know, that's the analogy. I'm conscious now. As a society, as a culture, we're conscious, and the doctor, and those of us that are awake are the doctor, but we're also the patient. We're all in this together. We know what this is, but it's so creepy to hear those Bloomberg people on there last night consciously reading off a script, knowing they're bringing down America and Europe, knowing they're cold-blooded mercenary technicians. Big 9/11 truth hit pieces on me, too, where I even gave the reporter all the facts, and they just ignored all that. And it doesn't upset me that I'm being attacked. It's that they're so soulless and are mercenaries. I've got that going on. This court rejects challenges to German euro bailouts, even though it violates the EU Constitution. Germany has to finance the rest of the banker takeover of Europe. They're openly announcing Europe inching towards financial union. USB, a big mega bank. Euro collapse could lead to martial law, civil war. They're threatening everybody to give them what they want. Soros, Eurozone crisis could be worse than Lehman. And as he said, it was a great crisis for him. Why Eurozone should become United States of Europe by David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England. Bring out your dead. UBS quantifies cost of euro breakup, warns of collapse of banking system and civil war. This is openly being put out by the head of the big mega bank, UBS. Central banker Trichet renews call for European global governance. Kurt Nemo, and that's got links to mainstream articles. Herman Von Rompuy, head of the EU, calling for global government through this crisis. They've said this crisis is going to give them world government. And I can't get the average yuppie to wake up and say no to foreign banker occupation because that doesn't exist. All right, now we go to our guest, who I appreciate holding. Michael Allison, and just to reintroduce him to you, this is the clip in the last week and a half that's gone viral altogether, millions of views on YouTube with the different versions of the local newscast that are out there. And there were quite a few Michael Allisons in his town up in Illinois, and so I'd just given up on trying to get him, and then he ended up contacting, getting a hold of us through Mike Hansen, one of my old cameramen. So glad that Michael Allison is here with us, and I wasn't surprised to learn that he's a listener and has been contacting us since before this even broke and became a big national story. You remember he's facing life in prison for videotaping and audiotaping police in public places. Here's a clip of the local news on that.
75 years behind bars. A prison sentence that long is rarely handed down, and it's usually just for murderers or rapists. But a local man faces 75 years in prison for a nonviolent crime. What he's accused of doing is something many people have done, but most don't realize it's actually illegal.
Let him go!
What you're witnessing is now against the law in some states.
Police
this is also
shooting
becoming
people.
As well as this.
Don't tase me, bro!
These
people.
Scenes are being banned in more and more states.
Tasing people.
Sit down.
The police in these recordings are not necessarily the ones breaking the law. It's the people recording the police. Recording audio of law enforcement.
So, there you have it. And the police have been charging people in those incidents, the news shows, where you're 200 yards away, the cops ride somebody over with a horse for no reason, or knock a woman off a bike. They go ahead and come over, beat you up, arrest you, charge you for taping them. They videotape you in public. How does a cop have a microphone on his tie or a camera in his car and audio hooked onto his uniform? Because there's no perception of privacy in public. It's not wiretapping. But they run this hoax in 12 states and put people behind bars who don't know how to defend themselves or get a good lawyer. Now, in other cases, it's thrown out when people fight it. In a First Circuit Court of Appeals, just ruled that, of course, it's First Amendment. But the police in 12 states don't care. They are arresting and also beating people who tape them in public. They'll come in your yard and arrest you now. This is a true sign of tyranny. And some people are serving, I've looked it up, 5-year sentences, 12-year sentences for videotaping police, in some cases in their own homes when police come. Now they're calling it wiretapping. Very frightening that police would send us away like we weren't humans and violate our rights and then laugh about it. I mean, that even shocks me that they've become that criminal in 12 states and that the state governments are saying, yes, do it. We're going to throw the book at you along with the counties. But I've heard of no one facing life in prison, and Michael Allison faces life in prison. And he's going to give us some of the rest of the story today. He's been investigating what he believes is corruption and inside deals, and he's been in court with them and requested a court reporter. They won't do that, so he tries to record himself publicly in court or on the street. That's where all these charges are stemming from. So Michael Allison joins us from Illinois. Michael, tell us where you're based and basically what's happened to you and where all this is going.
All right. First of all, it's good to be here. I'm glad you had me on, I'm a long-term resident of Bridgeport, Illinois, and basically the whole situation started in Bridgeport, basically over a city ordinance that violates my rights to fix up and restore classic cars as a form of hobby and a public interest. I mean,
so it's more of the banning lemonade stands and gardening, more of just... Rob Dew and his housing division, the office building has trash cans all out front, but he's not even allowed to have the trash cans on the side of his house. So he went to show the hypocritical nature, and they don't care. So just more control freaks.
Yeah, it's definitely a situation that deprives the citizens of their freedom and rights and liberties. And so I saw it as an injustice and a violation of my rights, and I proceeded to... sue them in federal court after they had taken action, illegal action against me. And the case was pending from 2005 until 2008, and it survived the motion to dismiss. The case was valid. It had merit. And when we went through depositions that took place in 2007, I had discovered a little bit of information by asking a few questions and getting the answers, which led me to request the documents from the state of Illinois Vehicle Services Department in Springfield, Illinois. And by getting those documents, I was able to ascertain that they were illegally and fraudulently converting titles to these vehicles that were illegally being seized and basically stolen off of private property. And because they were stolen and illegally seized the way they were, they didn't have a clear title that was actually signed over legally by the legal title holder. So they had to come up with a scheme to somehow get a title to these stolen cars.
Okay, so it's the classic thing. We've seen this. I don't know about your particulars, but I've seen it even in the Washington Times and Washington Post, where police, it turned out, were running their own wreckers in uniform and even hauling cars off McDonald's parking lots and then chopping them themselves or charging fees. I know that's hard to believe. You can look up the mainstream news. It was like 5 years ago that that happened. So you're alleging and you're saying you had a court case, a lawsuit, dealing with this, with your cars being hauled off and folks connected to government profiting from it. But regardless of the backside, now we know how this confrontation began. Now the system wanted to come after you. And where we do know they are guilty is they've now charged you with counts that add up to life in prison for publicly audio and videotaping them and telling them you were in public places. And that there is official oppression. It's false charges because a bunch of them were involved, Mr. Allison. It is racketeering. And so specifically, tell us about the wiretapping charges and how that came to be and where the case is going. I mean, are you going to disappear into the Illinois prisons at taxpayer expense because you dare audio and videotape our owners?
No, I don't believe that I'll ever be convicted. The whole case that they have put against me is bogus. And even if I would it's not likely, but even if I was to be convicted in the lower courts, I would have a very solid case in an appellate court. And
but the amazing thing is I've seen the arrogant prosecutor on the news. He looks very pleased with himself, but won't talk to reporters, but is smiling and smirking like a cat that just got caught eating a canary.
Well, I get a different perception. I think that that face may be just to cover up the fact that he knows that he's in deep trouble. I think that as soon as they realized that I was going to fight back and not just cower in a corner and plead guilty to some lesser charge, they knew that they had a situation on their hands and they was going to have to deal with it.
Well, Michael Allison is one of those evil things they call a 1776er. An American, a quiet, hardworking man who was pushed too far and abused and had his cars taken from him. So he began to stand up for himself 6 years ago. And now this story leads us to him facing life in prison for simply trying to get a record of his own court cases and to interview on the street the people that were persecuting him. And now in the court of public opinion, they've been convicted by the mere fact that they would charge this man with illegal wiretapping and try to put him in prison for life. I mean, they are definitely guilty of being jackbooted, out of control, un-American thugs. There is no doubt about that. When they charged you with this, they showed just how out of control they are.
Yeah, I believe that they, whenever this came up, the way that it all took place and went down, It just smacks of a clear case of retaliation. They did it with intent to try to shut me up and bring me down, so that I couldn't expose their little extortion scheme that they have been running for years.
Well, that needs to be looked into by the state police and others. I don't know the particulars, and we've talked about some of the backstory, but specifically, tell us about the charges, where it's going.
I recently had a court hearing on August 18th, and the Assistant Attorney General came down from Chicago, Illinois, to basically defend the constitutionality of this illegal eavesdropping statute.
Yeah, again, this isn't just, stop right there, this isn't just some rogue county or city. The state, and that's why it's happening in 12 states, they are pushing this. This shows this is organized. This isn't some boss hog doing it. This is boss hog statewide. Please continue.
It started out as a boss hog situation where these little towns in these little counties in Lawrence County and Crawford County, Illinois, are about as corrupt as you can get. And the difference between Chicago and small town Illinois is that in Chicago there's a lot of corruption, but there's a lot of people that are charged with the duty of discovering and prosecuting that corruption. And in downstate Illinois, in these little small corrupt towns, there is no oversight. You're just at the mercy of these people, and there is no help.
Well, we're here to help, Michael, and we appreciate your courage standing up to him. I want to come back and get back to the state. State prosecutors down there saying, we want to put this American in prison for life.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. They've always done before.
You didn't wake up in the Twilight Zone. You woke up in a society where the population let our servants get out of control, and now they're treating us like we're prisoners in a supermax. And the state of Illinois is putting their full power behind trying to make sure that Michael Allison does spend life in prison. And you think, oh, they'll never do that. Oh, they will try, and they will be proud of it. I'm seeing more and more of this. They want the precedent, just like they promoted torture in public and said it was an American thing to do. Just like the TSA sticking their hands down people's pants. It's about setting the precedent to do whatever they want. This is what tyrants do. They want to dominate us now because they're imploding us by design. That's coming up in the next hour. The biggest news I've reported in a long time. Now, Mr. Allison, go back to the state prosecutor coming down. That was on the local news. I mean, they're really trying to do this. Go back over that.
Yeah, the way that it started, I believe that they wanted to keep it contained right here in this town. And Just deal with it, like I said, in a boss hog type of situation. And after I refused to plead guilty and make the whole thing go away, I eventually found an attorney who was interested in the issue because he believes that the statute is unconstitutional also. And
well, the First Circuit Court of Appeals, that's right below the Supreme Court, just ruled it was unconstitutional last week.
I saw that, and I'm glad for the people in the First Circuit. But as far as what I can tell, and I'm not an attorney, but I believe that the First Circuit will not be binding on the Seventh Circuit, which is where my case is at. I don't think that it'll have a direct effect.
Yeah, well, just to be clear, though, there's all sorts of local rulings as well. This is one of the most well-documented things, that there's no perception of privacy in public, and then that's why they can videotape us or audiotape us. I mean, this is ridiculous. So where is it going now? Because you were hinting at the fact that they're not so arrogant now, and give us the time frame of when your court case is coming up.
On the 18th of August, The hearing was set for pending motions, which were basically challenging, my attorney challenging the constitutionality of the statute, and the state defending the constitutionality of the statute. And at the hearing, they argued those motions, and at the end of the hearing, the judge said that he was going to read and reread the documents that he had available. And he would let us know what his decision is. And it's basically a pending motion for a motion to dismiss.
Why would a judge who's got five brain cells in their noggin need to go, let me see, recording police in public, at public places, recording prosecutors asking for a court reporter, being refused one, so trying to record it themselves, announcing it. I'm recording this. I hope you're... in fact, have you been arrested?
Yeah, they arrested me actually twice on the same charges.
And what do they say to you when they arrest you?
The first time took place in the courtroom in front of a judge that was had brought me there under false pretenses and a bogus charge of violating an ordinance, this whole ordinance that deals with the registration of vehicles that are parked on private property.
Just amazing. We're back in 1 minute. Let's do one more segment, and then Mr. Allison is back on television with us tonight, and we'll have another report tonight at 7 on this.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're definitely going to have him back up because time is running short. He'll be back on TV with us tonight, 7 o'clock. Michael Allison, the gentleman in Southern Illinois who faces life in prison for audio taping police in public places and telling him he was audio taping him for his own personal true witness safety. And they've arrested him twice. He faces life in prison for it. It all began when they started to tow his cars off his own property that he restores there in the rural area. And this is happening. They're passing zoning laws and showing up on old farmers' places and saying, get all your old cars out the back. I mean, it's just total bureaucracy. There's no real private property rights in this country. We pay daily, yearly rent to them to be able to be on our own property. And the state is there defending the city, going after him. And you were telling me, Mr. Allison, that you need help with a lawyer. I mean, what this lawyer has only helped you so far. Well, what do you need another lawyer for? To countersue or something?
Yeah, I believe that the charges will be dismissed, or I will be victorious in defeating the criminal charges. And the attorney that I have, he does criminal cases, and I mean. That's what he's doing right now. He's helping me with that aspect of the case, and I asked him if he would help me with a civil case, and he has basically said that he cannot do it. And one of the things I'd like to clear up, the Patrick Fazio from Channel 2 News out of Terre Haute, Indiana, did a real good job of putting this story together and getting the information out there, and I really appreciate it. And there was one thing that he got wrong on the story, is that my attorney is not, that I know of, affiliated with the ACLU. My attorney has taken on this case pro bono, and because he believes that the statute is unconstitutional, and he's doing it as a favor to me and another attorney that I had contacted asking for help.
Well, I've seen this before where the ACLU is given credit for grass growing, birds chirping, the sun rising. But in my experience, the ACLU are globalist operatives who basically lose cases on purpose. There might be some good ones out there. Some of their members are good people, but they sure don't defend things like the Second Amendment. This is a very dangerous precedent, and it was 9 states about 6 months ago. Now it's 12 states doing it. And it's always by the central state puts the word out, start arresting people. And they use old wiretapping provisions that clearly aren't applicable. For me, this is really creepy that all over the country they try to put people under the jail for videotaping police. I mean, I'm seeing cases where a woman videotapes the cops at a traffic stop while they videotape her, and they charge her, and you know, and I've seen them convicted 5 years in jail, and they go to jail. You know,
right.
I mean, and the cops laugh about it. I mean, we've gone to the point now where we're becoming like North Korea, where they actually enjoy putting innocent people in jail with fake trumped up charges and have kangaroo juries. If this goes to trial, are you confident they're not going to put their cousins and brothers and mommies on the jury?
I believe that if it goes that far, I should be entitled to a change of venue to get it away from all of the, we've referred to it before as the boss hog type situation. This small town, everybody who's connected to everybody.
Yeah, but even if they're connected to everybody, this is sending a man, a law-abiding guy with no criminal record, we've looked into you, sir, to prison for life. Do these idiots have any idea the amount of bad luck that brings on them? They may not believe in God, but I will assure them, their lives are unhappy because they're dirty scum. Mr. Allison, how do people contact you if lawyers want to help you?
I didn't know if they might be able to contact your show and get in touch with me through that way.
I tell you what, if we get any bona fide lawyers in Illinois or nearby that want to help you, we will get them to you. You're on TV with us tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Thank you so much, Mr. Allison.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, some of the biggest bank heads in Europe are saying civil war, martial law in Europe, global financial collapse if the private mega six banks are not given a, quote, financial power and union over the once sovereign countries of Europe. The European Union was publicly set up to be a receivership yarn to take control of countries, implode them, and then roll them into a global cashless society, private corporate government. I've been hammering this for 16 years. It's in my film Endgame. The general public won't look at documents. The general public won't look at research. But they do remember me talking about this thousands of times and laying out exactly how this would be done. So I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in Europe, and then I'm going to tell you the next steps after that if we don't stop them. And let me give you the bad news. We haven't stopped them. So I can tell you exactly what's going to happen in a general time frame. And, of course, they're saying they're setting up this private global corporate government. They just got this idea yesterday. They just got this idea. But we told you 16 years ago what they would do from their own public documents. They have their public statements, but then they have their corporate statements, which aren't highly publicized. And I'm going to announce a contest at the bottom of the hour because I don't have the crew or the infrastructure to go through all of the countless radio TV shows I've done where I laid out everything that's happening, not just with this, but other issues. So we're going to have $5,000 in prizes because every time I have contests, it's about getting the word out. Four people will have three prizes. Total prizes will be $5,000. And I don't know, first place will be $3,000. Second place, what, $1,500? Third place, $500? How's that sound? Who put together videos and clips of where I've predicted exactly what was going to happen. And I don't do this to go, oh, look, Alex Jones is right again. No. When I'm covering it, I'm reading their quotes, their documents, where they planned it. And then if you really want to win, you want to then edit in their statements today where they're saying, oh, we just got this idea. Because that's what really wakes up sheeple. That's what really, really finally gets them to wake up. Even Slate and a bunch of other publications have to admit, I did predict 9/11 before it happened. I did pick the building. I did pick who they would say blew it up. And that freaks people out. That actually gets their attention. Well, there's hundreds of those. And it's not that I'm that smart. They're following an exact blueprint. They've done the same thing in other countries. Now they're doing it on regional and global bases. So that's coming up a little bit after the bottom of the hour. Then I've got all this TSA news, huge developments. It's all coming up today. It's all coming up today, but I want to go to Mike Adams, who, I don't know, moved to Austin 6-8 months ago, and just the last few months has, announced, hey, I live in Austin. I know how it is to be a public figure and want to be left alone. And he lives outside Austin, and the last few days couldn't come on because he was battling fires to not burn down his place. Now he's at a rancher's outside where he lives in Smithville, helping them deal with what's happening. I talked to Shane Steiner this morning of the Steiner family, owned a bunch of ranches around town, And the fire line's right along the line of their ranch. They're fighting to keep that off their ranch right now. Their housing, big housing development, has pretty much knocked out most of the fires over there, thank God. Only 27 homes burned down. And I got some intel, but I may be able to release it later. They're still looking at it about what did that over there at Steiner Ranch. But that's interesting. But joining us is Mike Adams. And out of the gates, this was in the Gonzales Canyon yesterday. And then we called some firefighters and confirmed it. That indeed the feds took over Tuesday, though Perry said it was Wednesday. And just like in Katrina, where they came in and cut communications lines at the police station, cut down their radio tower, that's CBS News. Just like that happened, FEMA, the headline at Infowars.com, they want to take control of the situation. FEMA forces firefighters to stand down in Texas. And they just turned them back and told them no. We're in command, and now Mike Adams has written an article, as wildfires rage across Texas, feds take control and scuttle volunteer firefighters. So we've got that report at naturalnews.com and infowars.com, and we've got more on that. But joining us via video Skype is Mike Adams. Mike, thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Good to join you today.
You bet. So tell us what it's been like with you trying to keep your place safe, and now you're helping your neighbor. You're out in the middle of it.
Well, my place fortunately wasn't really in the big target zone of the fires. So I once I knew my place was safe, I headed out east to Smithville, where I'm calling you from Smithville right now. That's why we have a different background here, maybe even a better connection than usual. But I know I have a good friend out in Smithville, and I've been working with him to protect his ranch. We were running machinery yesterday, bulldozers and excavators, and working to create fire breaks. And talking with local ranchers, and the word is, the ranchers, they were not wanting to evacuate at all. They were going to stay there and defend their places, and they didn't want the feds to come in and tell them what to do. So we had farmers running their tractors, plowing in the grass fields so that the fields wouldn't catch on fire. And I can tell you today, Alex, that some of the firefighting that's been the most effective has been individual ranchers and farmers who just began bulldozing trees and tearing up fields to make a fire break. In fact, there's a whole section of South Bastrop and South Smithville that is not on fire today because of a particular rancher, and I don't have his name, who stopped a fire at his front door just yesterday. So the ranchers and the local community is what's solving the problem here. The churches have opened their doors and taken in the refugees and evacuees. The YMCA is open. The public school here has opened up for evacuees. And now the feds come in and want to take over. And the fear is they're only going to make things worse.
Well, Mike, again, you're an eyewitness to this. You're out there in Bastrop. You're in Smithville. And that's the reports I've gotten as well. Confirmed that firefighters showed up with bulldozers, bobcats on the back of trailers. They showed up with their shovels by the thousands, ready to dig fire breaks. And the feds told them, and this is confirmed now, we're not doing fire breaks. We're not building earth dams against the fire. We're only, quote, squirting water. It's a quote. If it doesn't squirt water, we don't want it. But everybody knows, I'm not a firefighter, and I know, with big fires out of control, what you do is in the direction of the wind, you meet it and try to defeat it at that point. You don't run around the edges spraying water on it. And the fact that they would turn back thousands of people and say, hey, we're the feds, we don't want you here, because it's all about their power, is just outrageous.
It is, and you got to understand, especially for your listeners, to set the right context. Central Texas is a place of self-reliance and relying on your neighbors and your local community. People here in Smithville, where I am today, they don't rely on the feds, and they don't call 911, Alex. If there's trouble, they take care of it themselves, whether it's burglaries or fires or anything. And so they immediately jumped into action. You know, if you look at what burned down in Austin and west of Austin and now to the east of Austin, it was mostly the neighborhoods, high-density housing, houses built out of a lot of plywood and not really fire-resistant and built in forests. And, you know, my heart goes out to those people, But many of those people, all they could do was really flee. They didn't have the equipment. They didn't have the farming know-how, the practical knowledge that the ranchers have, because ranchers have to fight for their livelihoods every single day. And so that's what they're doing. And you know, the feds should just let these people do their jobs and protect their farms and get out of the way, frankly.
Well, that's what Ron Paul has said about these different hurricanes. I mean, FEMA showed up 5.5 years ago. That's on record. And cut the police communications. That's why the cops all wandered off. And then went and cut the lines at the radio tower. And we've interviewed the sheriff. We've interviewed other officials. It's been on national news. They had to post armed guards around their communications towers just to keep power. FEMA is all about power grabs. So they take our National Guard away. They federalize them. What's left is trained to take on veterans and gun owners as a domestic military force. And so they take away the governor's resources. The governor then begs for FEMA to come in. FEMA comes in and says, we don't want all these local firefighters and people here trying to help us. Just go home. We're going to fly around with our helicopters and dump water on it, which is good. But again, it's this control freak mentality of totally centralizing control and setting the precedent that we're the boss. And so many times when there's a disaster, FEMA rolls in and says, hey, your house isn't in trouble. Give me your guns. And I just hope they don't start doing that here, because if the winds kick back up, this stuff's going to accelerate. As you know, these fires are still out of control everywhere, and it's like Mordor outside. I mean, it's black outside with the smoke.
It was very black. I posted some photos. There are lots of photos out there. But, you know, on the firearms issue, the very first thing that I did when I was leaving my place to head out east, I grabbed my farm rifle, threw it in the car, and headed out. And I noticed a lot of people are open carrying firearms, and it's not a problem. There has been no looting. There has been no crime. There are firearms everywhere. The ranchers have them on their hips. People are out here getting the job done, protecting property, wearing their firearms, and there are no crime problems whatsoever. And I think it's because everybody knows the ranchers are well-armed, but they're also upstanding, high-integrity citizens who are solution-oriented. So if FEMA tries to come in and you know, take away firearms, forget it. That's not going to happen in Central Texas.
Well, that's what's beautiful about this. Farmers and ranchers were intimidated into hiding their guns over the years, but now the movement to say, these are my guns. They're not in the closet. 1776 is coming out of the closet. And it's time for all of us that love liberty to stop being ashamed of it and to stop hiding it. We need to get out in the open and say, hey, it's not bad to be into freedom. It's not bad to have a lemonade stand. It's not bad to have a garage sale. It's not bad to have a garden. It's not bad to protect your own property. It's bad to try to... Fireman. Well, that's my name. Oh, yeah, George Strait, baby.
Last night they had a bad one a mile or two down the road.
That's good country music right there.
Everybody walked out and left his woman burning out of control.
Oh.
Well, I was down there in about an hour or so with a little mouth to mouth. She was ready to go.
If you just tuned in, we have an image that one of our crew photoshopped, Cade put together, of Lord Perry. He's got a text tag tattoo on him. He's got an Illuminati eye tattooed on him. He's got a Gardasil shot injector tattooed on him. He's a good globalist. Why? When he told us he was going to save us from the fires, everybody went, yay! Of course, he also prayed for rain. It didn't happen. I don't think if Diablo prays for you, it does much good. Let me ask you that question, Mike Adams, out there with evil Texans that have their own bulldozers protecting their own property, wearing firearms openly. This has got to be upsetting the FEMA people that are running around, turning back firefighters and ordering them not to help because you've got to be, I guess, under the federal La Reconquista operation to be part of it. What do you think of Rick Perry? It turns out cut the firefighting budget from $30 million down to $7 million. Again, I'm not for big government, but more and more of our taxes go for big boondoggles, 8,000 miles of toll roads, four shots, taxpayer paid for millions of dollars in that program. But getting rid of firefighters, essential things, shouldn't Perry be saying, I want our National Guard back, instead of being all over the world helping grow opium in Afghanistan?
Yeah, well, I'm of the belief, Alex, that if government would just take less from us, we could solve our own firefighting problems and our own local problems without government interference and without having to apply for FEMA grants to reimburse us for the expenses. You know, you got to look at ranchers and farmers out here. They have water trucks. They have bulldozers. They have equipment. I mean, I'm not saying they're all professional firefighters, but there are thousands of volunteer firefighters, and they have to buy their own equipment in many cases, Alex. So if they had more money that wasn't taken away by the government, then obviously they could afford to buy more of their own equipment and be more effective firefighters.
Well, in most areas of Texas and other rural areas, most places don't have a regular fire department. It is a volunteer fire department, and they go in houses and fight fires and get killed, and it's just the same thing as a big city fire department. It's just that a lot of times the community pays for the trucks, or citizens have to pay for them themselves and go through all the training because they need a fire department. And but they're looked down upon by our lords at FEMA. But at the end of the day, Mike, isn't it about the system not wanting to send the message that own guns and protect yourself, know your neighbors, grow your own food, have your own chickens, have your own lemonade stands, have your own swap meets, anything that's independent, anything that's normal human activity, instead of the big corporate, big box wastelands, is under attack. And that's why they're so angry about the idea of citizen posses, militias. That idea of civil defense is anathema, because the feds want to get rid of state response, as they certainly don't want individuals at the county level.
Well, yeah, the overall tone is one of how dare you be self-reliant? How dare you grow your own food or own your own gold or be able to defend your property and your family with firearms if you're out in the country? You know, how dare you try to put out your own fires? How dare you run your own finances or save your own money? You got to depend on Social Security, which, of course, as we know, is a complete failure. So the tone of the feds, and I apologize for the background noise. Maybe
that's
FEMA
okay.
Has found me and they're going to try to take something away now. But the overall tone is that the feds really don't want people to be self-reliant. It's a nanny state system. They want you to be enslaved by the medical system, to the agriculture system, to the police system. They do not want self-reliance at all.
Well, that's it. And that's why I've read they're actually out in the countryside trying to order people on their own farms and ranches off of it. And a lot of the ranchers are just ignoring them. Those ranchers know a lot more than, you know, the sheriff's deputy under FEMA orders to tell you to get off your property. And if people die on their own property, that's their business. This is what freedom is all about. And at the end of the day, the government can't and won't protect you. And that's been proven yet again. Most of these fires burning out of control. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Great to join you.
We'll talk to you again soon. We're going to come back and get into a bunch of really key news dealing with world government, the banker takeover. We're going to take you out with Rick Perry, the fireman, the Al Gore lover. I'm here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, and then back every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific, for InfoWars Nightly News. And then we re-air it restream it at prisonplanet.tv over and over again until the next live show at 11 a.m. So 3-hour radio TV and then 30-minute news transmission. Most of the shows have been over 30 minutes. Some have been 2 hours long. But we're always going to have at least that first 30 minutes of news and then expanded special reports. Last night we had Gerald Celente, Paul Watson. We've got a lot of big guests coming up later in the week in studio, via Skype, you name it. Also next week, InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv to find it and find all the new functions and features. Now, I want to get into the news in earnest, the top story, and then I'm going to open the phones up to get your perspective on any of the issues I've raised or any news item that we haven't covered that you'd like to comment on. But before I go any further, don't forget this radio show is listener supported. This news organization is listener supported. The cameras, the bandwidth, the building, the materials, the flying reporters around. All of this we've been able to do is because you've supported us. And we have a lot of books and videos that we've written and produced that we sell at InfoWars.com. Camouflage, InfoWars.com, Don't Tread on Me, Ball Caps, Ron Paul t-shirts. It's all available at InfoWars.com. And every order gets some free InfoWars.com and a sundry other grab bag of bumper stickers and this little baby, a citizen rule book with a Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, jury nullification, and so much more. This is cyanide to tyranny. Every order, no matter how small it is, gets a free one of these bad boys in it at InfoWars.com in the online video / apparel store. Also, we were selling different models of these that were plastic and were bisphenol A free, but people don't like plastic. So we got the more expensive stainless steel. And the stainless steel is not made in America. We could not find one. If you know of one, let us know. Now, this is the highest reviewed company we found. The guts, though, the filter and the inside are made in America. And it's got some extra filter stuff inside as well. This will do 100 gallons or more. 100 gallons if it's like swamp water, but more than 100 gallons if it's regular tap water. It cuts out almost everything. There's a few things it just reduces down to almost non-detectable levels. And it's the high-quality InfoWars is embossed on the bottom, eco-vessel, insulated, super high-quality product available at InfoWars.com. And those did sell out and were gone for about a month, so they're back. We ordered a whole bunch of them, and so they're available now at InfoWars.com. Okay, let me just stop right there for just a moment because I feel like there should be a drum roll. I feel like I should have some fireworks go off. As I get up here and I chatter, and I talk about important issues, but we're just floating around in a sea of out-of-control, corrupt behavior. And so I just want to announce this contest right now in detail, and then I'll get to the news. I only do, obviously, a contest to get the word out. I do contests on key issues that I believe are the most important, like TSA groping, fluoride in the water, the deadly vaccines. When Obama and people were talking about having folks arrested that were showing him as the Joker, saying there was no First Amendment, I said, well, we got to now have everybody post these everywhere to say, hey, buddy, you know, you're not going to get rid of freedom of speech. But one thing I found that's very effective waking people up is if they can see me going back 10 years ago or more, 5 years ago or a year, whatever the case is, and predicting exactly what then came true. I think that's very effective. And when we do these contests, thousands of people make videos. The average video probably gets a couple thousand views. Some get 100,000 views. So we reach conservatively a million or more people. And then $5,000 is a good price to pay to reach a million people with the message of liberty. And at the end of the day, we probably end up getting enough traffic back to the sites to maybe pay for it. with our advertisers. Thank God for them, and thank God for you supporting them. So this morning, I burned with frustration because how many of you have heard me explain? Well, I mean, I know it's an endgame. I know I can go watch my 2.5-hour seminal film. I say seminal because I cover the full spectrum of news and information. And I know in that film I explain the European Union, American Union, Asian Union, then financially collapse each one of those unions and then offer as a solution a new global financial mega union that will be banking and will be digital currency that all other currencies are based in. So you've still got yen and yuan and euros and dollars and pesos, but they're all internationally pegged and their value is decided by this big six bank cartel. And that gives them total control. Now, in the last 2 years, we've seen Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of them promote, and it's in my film Fall of the Republic, a new bank of the world. So I'm even telling listeners in the contest, you know, where you can find this stuff, and that they would push the bank of the world as the solution. Now, they're now calling it a private economic union. A, quote, powerful federalism. Watching CNN, listening to Bloomberg last night, I was tuning into Bloomberg and driving home at 10 o'clock at night, and they had five economists on the show, and they were all reading a script that varied only slightly. In fact, some of the times it was word for word, like they were passing a script around, and it went something like this. We're going to have a total collapse of everything. The rich countries have to pay for the poor countries. This is just the way it is. It's reasonable. We need a total federal power that's private, a financial union in Europe, and the court ruling is going to allow this in Germany for them to finance it. That's just the way it is. And we need to force people like Switzerland into this because you can't have any country that's above this in this new system we're setting up. This is global federalism, and we'll need the same thing here as well. And they just said, this is the only path you can take, or you'll never get your pension funds, you'll never get your Social Security. So they were there holding everybody hostage. And then the talk went into, yes, it could cause martial law. Yes, it could cause breakdown of society. Yes, it's going to cause civil war. And this is in the London Guardian, you name it today. So the talking point went out, and I'm hearing operatives on a international program, Bloomberg, that is openly to shut down U.S. industry and carbon taxes. Bloomberg heads that up with Bill Clinton. Openly wants total abolition of gun ownership. I mean, these are criminal bankers. They want your guns. They want your property. But again, they're little egg-headed old men in little suits. So everybody expects it to be a Hitler in a uniform or a Stalin in a uniform, you know, with a 1940s mustache. That isn't how this works. These are finance oligarch. These are Bernie Madoffs, Ken Lays with an army and with media systems they own. They got propaganda, which is 90% of warfare, psychological warfare. They got physical operatives. They got private corporate spies. They've got their minions that work for them in control of every regulatory position in the big six banks, in government. They run the National Security Council. They put the president and the last president in power, and they own all the major candidates on the Republican side except for Ron Paul. So they mean business. They mean business. Now, the good news is 10 years ago, these bankers would go before Congress, and everyone groveled, and their voices would shake when committee chairmen talked to them. And they were the height of arrogant, behaving as if they were God. Now they're ridiculed. Now they're attacked. Now we're learning they're not invincible. That's why they try to keep the con artist's confidence face up there. But it is us or them. And that's why I'm saying $5,000, $3,000 to first place, $1,500 to second place, $500 to third place, fourth place, get some steak knives. Fifth place, you're fired. All right. A joke from a movie, one of my favorite movies Alec Baldwin's in, and Mr. Lemon. Was it Glenn Larry, Glenn Ross? I forget the exact name. I need to rent that movie or buy it. But the point here is that we are seeing an open financial dictatorship. That's what globalism is. That's why for 50 years they've had tax incentives to move jobs out of Europe, jobs out of America, jobs out of Canada, the third world. It was not to build up the third world. It was to get them financially under the globalist control in the name of development, which was actually the opposite of development, a globalist takeover. And that's in their own IMF World Bank documents out for 9 years, leaked to the BBC, Joseph Stiglitz, who worked at the World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. And this is a premeditated plan, and I'm here watching it with horror. And here's a microcosm example. And again, the contest just isn't about this, though you'd probably do well to do a video about this, because, I mean, thousands of times I've laid out what I just repeated. Might as well just have a recording I hit. The point is, it's now here. And do you know what comes next? I mean, I'm going to tell you that here in a moment. I mean, if they get away with this, I'm going to tell you what comes next and then what comes after that. Oh, my God. I mean, this is not a road we want to go down. This is not a road we want to go down. These people have written up what they're going to do to us. Even their public statements are only thinly veiled, and it's so horrific. And it's so ridiculously corrupt that if we just get the word out, they will fall. If we just get mainline talk show hosts to decide that, hey, maybe it's not best to go along with the New World Order. Maybe look at your children. I mean, even the most arrogant, think you're part of the establishment, Rush Limbaugh making, you know, $80 million a year. Bubba, you can only get so much money and hang out with so many fake plastic people at the golf course and so many executives. I mean, this is treason against humanity. The globalists aren't just consolidators and conquerors. There have been a lot of conquerors who were people who wanted to build things and who were into creating. And you can rationalize those conquerors of history who actually built some civilizations. The globalists are a scientific conqueror who seek to pull down everything independent and strong. It is a creeping death. You don't sell out to cancer. You don't sell out to, for all intents and purposes, you know, let's say you don't believe in God. Let's play devil's advocate. God doesn't exist. You might as well be the devil. These people are so diabolical, so hateful, so manipulative, so multivariate, multifaceted, interwoven, interlock-eared, that it might as well be the devil. These people are beyond the devil. Well, the devil's beyond what you thought he was. Evil spirit in the universe, whatever you, people who like to destroy versus those that like to build. You know, I always thought everybody liked seeing other people do good. I always thought everybody was, I see a guy with an incredibly beautiful girlfriend or wife, I'm like, man, she is just absolutely gorgeous. Isn't life wonderful? Look at those shining eyes. Look at the poise of that woman. Look at the grace. Man, I admire that woman. I'm not even thinking about her sexually. When I was 16 or 17, I would have been. When I was 20, I would have been. Now I just admire the grace. But I was never even jealous then of guys that had girlfriends better looking than, you know, my girlfriend. I usually had smoking girlfriends. But a lot of times it was just personality. I like a woman's personality over even what her supposed looks are. But the two go together. When they got both, it's a great thing. I just admire people that know how to restore a car till it's just absolutely immaculate and beautiful. Or people that know how to garden well. Or people that know how to do fine woodwork, or people that have made a lot of money and built a beautiful house, or people that have better bodies than I do. And I've learned now I am not the minority, but I'm one part of humanity. And then there are those who get upset. I was the kid who was always giving my toys away to other kids, not because I want them to be my friend. I like to have people over and cook them dinner. I like to give people things. And I learned that's not how a lot of people are. They're from the other side. They're from the other side. And they don't like people knowing how things work. They like knowing how things work and keeping it from people. They're the types that like to put their foot out and trip somebody. And I instinctively see them, I know what they are, and I want to defeat them. And to defeat them, I need you who are good to get up on your hind legs and wake up and get angry and identify these people with me and help wake up others. or we don't have any chance at a civilization. Because these people, like cancer, will not stop. They will race through the system, pulling everything down until they're sitting on a pile of garbage, praising their power. They have no honor, they have no beauty. Nothing is good that comes out of these people. Death, destruction, horribleness. Now, I haven't even gotten to the top news yet. It's a prelude to it. But the issue here is we have a global government. It is a corporate government that operates by increments. They've studied human psychology. They know you're built to face a threat that comes on quick. So they hide it in the water. They hide it in the GMO. They hide it in the fine print of the mortgage. They hide it in the fine print at the contracted school. They hide it in the fine print. They lawyer everything. But to boil it down, they created a giant Ponzi scheme. They got near total control out of fractional reserve banking for every dollar they could loan out 10. That wasn't enough. 12 years ago, they said we can loan out $1 trillion for every dollar. That's derivatives. They took over the planet with that. Unlimited money. People would sell their souls for something fraudsters made out of nothing. See, once you have the power of the Ponzi, you don't go to jail. You take over the world. And these aren't Ponzis that just want wealth. They've had so much power for hundreds of years in Europe, now over the U.S. the last 90 or so, that they're into literally ending humanity as you know it. In fact, guys, get that 1984 clip ready that I sent you. A boot stomping on the human face forever, a clip from the movie. I know it's low audio. See if it's high enough to play. So I think that says it all. And, of course, George Orwell worked for the system. He worked for the imperial government, then for the communist, then for the BBC and propaganda. And he wrote a book, and he said before he died, this is what they plan to do. And O'Brien explains that it's about dominating. It's about destroying things. It's about trampling and being trampled. It's about ripping and tearing the family apart. But I'm going to explain to you, the total world government takeover is here when we come back.
Don't call my name out your window.
I'm going to play that clip at the bottom of the next hour of Winston Smith being tortured when O'Brien finally breaks him.
Don't send your kin folks to...
Makes him love Big Brother. See, they want you to consciously buy into the lie. That's what it's all about. They want to break you. And they're building a world for all the control freaks and liars to be able to operate with impunity against the general population. All the compartmentalized idiots themselves are basically tested upon. All right, let me start getting into this, and then I'll give the number out and take your calls and get into some of the other issues. It is illegal. It's been in the news for Germany to continue to have to bail out other EU nations. That's how they got countries into the EU, saying, don't worry, you won't have to bail out other countries. But if you go back just a year ago, Ireland was per capita the fastest growing and least in debt country. And as soon as they entered the euro, 6 months later, suddenly it was all over. They were bankrupt. Well, that's because their minister had them in a contract now and signed them on to the foreign debt that 90%+ was not theirs, just like in Iceland, just like in Greece. So, see, it's such a huge hoax. The banksters say our derivatives are in trouble. You've invested your Social Security. Sign on to all of our debt. And then they tell the public, you owe it. You're bad. We're going to cut everything now and raise your taxes. And they've now raised taxes something like 20% in Greece on restaurants, everything. And people are rebelling and not paying it. And it literally goes offshore to bankers who created the debt. But see, they know you're not paying attention. You know about Dancing with the Stars and a sex change operation. So they're just laughing at you. They're going to run you over. This is financial Armageddon. We're not being conquered by nice folks that want to take good care of us. We're being taken over by some very wicked people. So, after two bailouts in Europe, they're now saying, oh, we're going to have another Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers. We're going to implode. We're going to have martial law. And we've got all the articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the big bank head saying this today. This is on Drudge Report today. Sounds like Alex Jones 5 years ago. It's now becoming mainline. But Drudge is the only one that will actually point to what's happening in Europe. Most Americans don't even know this is happening right now. And it openly says, yes, we're going to have a new federal government that's private, a financial union run by megabanks that you'll pay your VAT and carbon taxes to. Again, paying megabankers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Queen of England, that's who owns these mega private banks. Our Federal Reserve, the European Union banks, they're going to issue bonds that the government is going to buy. Even if you don't buy the bonds, the government's going to buy it with your tax money, and the profit goes to the bankers. So you pay the bankers because they're too big to fail. See, they make money on the front end of the Ponzi scheme and then take over on the other end, holding you hostage. And then, of course, that won't pay it off. And so the next phase will be, oh my gosh, we've had all these currency wars in the last decade, you know, 2014 or so. Now we've got to merge the American Union with the European Union and the Asian Union, and this new body will globally standardize it. And they're already announcing that and already beta testing the SDR. So that's already going on. But see, it's now just going to be brought out in the open. And then George Soros says, oh, I'm having a great crisis. He's saying similar things again. Of course they're having great crises. They're taking over because they took time to get their operatives into office everywhere. They financed all the campaigns of the countries in Latin America, in most of the countries in Africa, Asia. And if you don't let them, they go, look, you get the money or you get the gun. They send in operatives, and it's on record. And they say, listen, we're either going to bankroll you to sell out your country or we're going to kill you. Most people say, well, I'll take the bankroll. How big's my palace in Switzerland? I just got to sell folks out over 4 years and move to Switzerland or move to New York. They go, yes, sir. Well, general, you're going to be the next president of Paraguay. Well, thank you. I'll sell the entire population out. Good. Now, we got some shots you want to give the people. Hey, fine with me.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're into hour number two. We're going to open the phones up on any of the issues I've raised or covered. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've got some really tough times ahead because once the globalists put in this global financial system that's already pretty much in place, they're just finishing it out right now, in their own words, we cover in Endgame and other films, once it's in place, then they start turning the resources off even faster. They've now gotten to that point trying to turn off power plants here and shutting down competition and going after any type of self-sufficient activity. I've got an article today where under Agenda 21, and this is put out by the Big Cattle Association, RCAF, you can't make this up, EPA declares hay a pollutant in effort to antagonize small and mid-sized U.S. cattle feeders. And, that's part of Agenda 21 and the new Rural Council that Obama set up. Who needs governors or local elected people? You got the new Homeland Security Pentagon run. Oh, the Pentagon's your friend, the military, yeah, in your local area. They help with the fires, but also they're trying to turn them into spies. So you got bad people in control of the military. It's not the military's bad. It's bad people are in control. And they're saying any dust from plowing, any dust from hay, any dust, period, is a pollutant, and you're going to be shut down. But then if you're big agra, you're exempt. So during his presentation on the status of the nation's new country of origin labeling, or COOL law, oh, it's cool, like the Patriot Act, so patriotic. And on behalf of the RCAF U.S. COOL Committee, RCAF USA member and Kansas cattle feeder Mike Calicrate was asked a non-COOL question that set conversation goers on their heels during the 12th annual RCAF U.S. convention held August 26th, 27th in Rapid City, South Dakota. And then it goes on to say, has the Environmental Protection Agency declared hay a pollutant? An audience member asked, Calicrate responded affirmatively and explained that the Environmental Protection Agency recently initiated a formal enforcement action against his Kansas feedlot for, among other things, failure to store his hay in a pollution containment zone. That's right, grass is now a pollution. Now that the EPA has declared hay a pollutant, every farmer and rancher that stores hay or that leaves a broken hay bale in a field is potentially violating EPA rules and suggested EPA enforcement action, Calicrate said. How far are we going to let this agency go before we stand up and do something about it? And I'm going to try to get, we're kind of filled up with guests already on the nightly news this week, but I want to get the RCAF folks or Mr. Calicrate on the show, because I'd actually seen this a year ago under the new EPA rules. It's not a law. They say any dust from plowing, $1,000 fines per piece of dust. I mean, just they videotape you to dust, you're going to jail. I mean, it can be criminal if you don't pay the fines. I mean, they're going to shut everything down. I mean, they're not playing games. America is one giant supermax prison if they get away with it. They're trying to slam the door on us right now. What do you think of them listing grass as a pollutant now? But GMO, cross-species stuff that'll sterilize you deader than a hammer, as barren as a doorknob, that's good for you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm going to try to finish up on this globalist big push, big takeover. Then your calls, then Big Sis, then the latest in Libya. I've got a lot here. I mean, what do you think about Texas firefighters being ordered to stand down by FEMA? I mean,
he's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, imagine this. Imagine we have a giant private banking cartel that is now out in the open, in everybody's face, saying Europe has to turn control over of whatever sovereignty they've got left of their individual nation states and the EU itself, that's already very dictatorial, where the bureaucracy has more power than the elected people. You've got to turn all that power over to a private economic union, a consortium of private banks, who you will now pay your taxes directly to, or there will be a total collapse of everything. Oh, I thought all the other bailouts of the bankers, when the lion's share of the debt is theirs, we're going to fix it. Literally handing everything over to the bankers. Now, here in the U.S., they've passed the Super Congress, where now spending and cutting bills do not come out of individual House members, as is the Constitution and federal law, totally unconstitutional. Now a 12-member board with the president as the 13th tiebreaker, they create the spending bills, and if Congress doesn't pass what they give them, it reverts back to the committee. So it's saying, you can order whatever you want off the menu, but if you don't order what I tell you to order, then I feed you what I want. Yeah, there's 20 things on the menu, but I say you get the tuna sandwich. You've got a choice. You can have the tuna sandwich. Well, that's not a choice at all. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. I mean, we're living in the Twilight Zone. And because this is just a little bit complex, about as complex as tying your shoelaces, it's not, oh, that's that finance stuff. Yeah, that's what those bankers do. They're old men with suits. I'm sure they're running things. Oh, but the Federal Reserve's secret, and they say that they're above the law. Well, let them be secret and run things. I'm sure they won't abuse us. Oh, no, they just created over $1,000 trillion in fake derivatives and took over. So America, the United States, is already under this system. Federal Reserve running the monetary situation, Congress more and more having the power of the purse, officially taken away. They've abdicated and handed over their authority a long time ago. But now they're trying to officially take away the power of the purse, the power to make war, the state 10th Amendment power. Same year they gave us the private Federal Reserve and the income tax to fund it. 1913, they got rid of the senators being elected by the legislature. Legislatures ran things. Your state rep could get that U.S. senator on the line and say, I'm going to start a move to, you know, Davy Crockett got recalled when he was in the Congress by the state. They used to, you didn't do exactly as we told you. Get down here, boy. Get down here, Davy Crockett. You didn't do exactly as Tennessee told you, mister. He's all right, I'll just go to Texas, start my own country. But imagine what we've turned into, and now the feds get on TV. There's no states' rights whatsoever. The federal government can do whatever it likes on any issue. And the public's like, oh, okay. And they're like, and we don't need Congress anymore for war or spending bills. Oh, okay, you said so. And by the way, we're going to have a new financial private union. And you'll pay your taxes to it. And then see, then they'll implode that even more. And like, oh, there's a new crisis. We've got to merge with the U.S. and Asia under this private cartel. And then they'll turn the economy on for a couple more years. And then, oh, another problem. We just got this new idea. Oh, you've got to pay all these new taxes to fix it. And by the way, they're under the austerity taxes in Ireland, in Greece. They go from boom economies overnight to being in just abject poverty, pension funds gone, huge new taxes, and even private islands, private brokerage funds going, well, you're on the hook for $6 billion of fraud we sold you. So instead of me going to jail and you sending people to arrest me, I want that private island. I'll take $3 billion for it. $3 billion of what you owe me for that 600-acre island. They got thousands of these beautiful islands there. You know, there's national parks, and they're like, okay, here's the island. To private people are like, I want that island. I sold you fraud, and I own your minister. People are like, you scam artists. I own your minister. The military standing by, they're mine. I bought them with fiat. Ha, 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 ha. They're like, okay, here's the island. Good, it's mine. Now I'm going to have a party there with Lord Rothschild. And he lands in a giant jet. There's huge yachts, all these supermodels out there with them on television. And then Lord Rothschild turns to the cameras and says, don't forget to turn your lights out and don't take hot baths for the earth. And actually laughing. Oh, Prince Charles is there. High five. Oh, yeah. Al Gore. High five. High five. Woo. And it's working. You go in a store. You want a bag? That's not good for the earth. I bought a shirt the other day, and inside of it, it said, it was some outfitter store. It said, I was buying some camping supplies because of the power being out with the fires. You think you got enough stuff, then you realize you need more, so I drove to a camping store. And the shirt says, dirty is the new clean. Dirty is the new, in fact, I meant to bring it in. It was actually the gray shirt I wore yesterday, had it in there. It said, dirty is the new clean. Don't wash often. And you get lectured and, oh, you're watering your yard when the fire's coming. That's bad. You know, there's not water. It's not renewable. We've got to pay more for water when it is renewable. We've got to learn to make water like diamonds artificially scarce and get ripped off. We've got to learn. And so we're going to have a contest, and it will run until next Friday. Not this Friday, but next Friday. Got a week and a half. I'm doing it quick here. And then I'll judge it over the weekend. We've got what's that email address? Contest@Infowars.com. I'll have a page written. And you can just send in your video edits of me predicting whatever issue it is. And whoever does the most informative one, most well documented, the most examples of me predicting things, will win the $3,000, second place $1,500, third place $500. And that won't save the world. Somebody will make $2,000, and we'll reach a million or so people with all the videos that get produced, and they'll see us predicting everything. See, because a lot of yuppies and people in general public want to be dumb. They're not really dumb. And when they can actually see me predicting everything and then it actually coming true exactly as I've said, that tends to even get the dumbest people's attention. Because again, they're not really dumb. They want to be dumb. They think they're getting away with something, not caring about the world or being informed or being involved. They think being a moron is cool. Being ignorant is cool. It's not cool. It's stupid. It's unmanly. It's pathetic. It's ridiculous. And it's what losers do. You want to go through your life being delusional? I mean, do you really? Or do you want to know the truth, the whole truth, and make preparation for it? See, a lot of people hear this show from their perspective and they think, this guy's a fearmonger. No, I'm not. Or this guy's paranoid. You know, he's up here angry and upset. He must be scared of things. No. It's the opposite. I have courage in the face of tyranny. And I believe in you that when you see the facts and the evidence that we're going to beat these people. I mean, it is ridiculous how out in the open and corrupt these people are. So, this new takeover, this new private union, where where they admit the nation states will have no sovereignty left, it's being spun as a United States of Europe. Well, not under the U.S. system. It would be states with total sovereignty and people with absolute liberty. But see, it's like calling the Patriot Act patriotic, or an EPA power grab over ranchers and farmers the Cool Act. They've always got a little sickening name for it. Why not name a cyanide cherry candy? Still cyanide, Bubba. I just read earlier where the EPA is announcing hay is a pollutant, and if one piece of straw gets left by your car, by your tractor, by your truck, you will be fined. And any dust from plowing is now illegal. Unless you're big agro, they're all exempt. Oh, we live in a giant prison with a weird woman who dresses like a man strutting around giving us orders and telling Matt Drudge to shut up. Matt Drudge responded by running an InfoWars article about her. You think, I'm scared, huh? That's why I'm going up against the head of Homeland Security. No, what I am is committed. And I'm not looking for trouble either. This is not fun. But these Nazi, pig, maggot, commie, scumbag, filth, garbage-sucking pieces of absolute degenerate control freak trash must be met and met head-on. And cowardice is not going to get it done. My children and your children have no future if we don't call a spade a spade. This is a naked, frothing, 500-piece band coming down your street telling you that you are their slave. I mean, they might as well have giant horns blowing it and announcing the coming of even more tyranny. And a lot of you are like, well, we just can't stop it. It's the end of the world. Bull. It is not the end of the world. That is a self-fulfilling garbage prophecy meant to make you stand down and not fight tyranny. They've got the 2012 garbage for New Agers. They've got this fake New World Order church stuff. And even if it was the end of the world, God isn't going to let anybody into heaven that laid down and licked boots of tyranny. If this thing is going to run us over, fine. It's better than bending over on my knees and saying, have your way with me. I am going to at least give them a fight because I've got to at least amount to something in light of my ancestors, and I am not going to sit here and disgrace my family name. I am not going to sit here and disgrace all the people that have fought and died and bled and gone through living hell and fought for every little scrap of freedom we have. Now, I suggest you go read how they're holding Europe hostage, and next the U.S., they're announcing martial law, total collapse, civil war. UBS Euro chief, Euro collapse could lead to martial law, civil war. Hank Paulson-style fear-mongering, his desperate effort to save single currency preserve plan for superstate. I just want to really impress this upon everybody. When you tune into Bloomberg and you hear five economists in 35 minutes, that's how long I listened last night driving home, all read the exact same script and say, it's very reasonable. We're going to have a private financial system that runs Europe, a financial federal union And yes, it's going to be private, and you'll pay your taxes to them, and they know how to manage things. Very good. These governments have been bad, and we're and it's the banks that engineered all this. It's the banks that put people in over the governments, and they're announcing they're basically going to take most of the money from the German people, because that's the most wealthy country there, to give to the banks, and they lie and say it's for the, quote, poor countries. And then you know it's going to lead to an even greater collapse a few years after, which they'll then stand up and say, now we're going to save you again. And they have this army of guys in suits on radio and TV sitting there saying, chief operating analyst at blah, blah, says this. Oh, it's absolutely imperative that they create the new super union to be privately run as an economic union for part of global governance, an excellent system. No, let's cut to this person. And then they're saying global governance, this, global governance, that. I mean, that's all over the news today. And again, I see people attacking me on the internet saying I'm making this stuff up. I think a lot of it must be paid or something, but we're being financially taken over by scam artists, and it's only going to get worse. And Bernanke's saying, I'm not worried about the problem in Europe. We're not connected to that. And it turns out most of the bailout money went to foreign banks because it's foreign banks that own America through fraud. It's fraudulent. It's a scam. But to carry out the really big frauds, they get control of governments, they can get away with it. And the German court has ruled, even though it's against the law under EU rules, that they're going to basically put these private people in charge. In the Eurozone, banking fear feeds on itself. Oh, see, it's fear. And the bankers are like, if you're just reasonable and set up the new system and pay us the money, things are financially bad because there's fear that you're not going to pay the new bailout. No, they've engineered the collapse. And then, oh, it's your fault for not paying us trillions more. And then people hear thousands of paid pundits parroting the same thing, literally repeating the same thing over and over again, like an endless parade of parrots. You know, when you tune into the nightly news, it's the same story in the same order with the same sponsors on every network. It's a script, boys and girls. They admit the White House puts out talking points. And see, this is talking point free. This is teleprompter free. This is real. Here it is, Europe inching towards financial union. Sydney Morning Herald, they're not inching. The unresolved debt crisis is forcing change. Oh, yes, it's forcing change. More of the same, more power for the globalists. Here it is, UBS euro collapse could lead to martial law. In a similar vein to how Hank Paulson, we'll give you a document cam shot of this if we can, in a similar vein to how Hank Paulson threatened martial law on the streets of America, if the bailout failed to pass, top banks like UBS are now warning of authoritarian or military government and civil war in a bid to frighten away member states from leaving the euro. It's a transparent ploy designed to create the pretext for empowering the EU to enforce a common economic policy across all member states, something that British Prime Minister David Cameron is now openly backing. In a UBS investment research release, the Swiss bank warns that should member states begin to desert the euro, participating collapse of the single currency, some form of authoritarian or military government or civil war would likely ensue. Oh, there's going to be an authoritarian government if you don't let the bankers establish an authoritarian government, because they've screwed things up so much, you've got to, again, live with the cancer, because cutting it out would kill you. But the cancer keeps growing. And then it's got the UBS investment research release from the top Swiss bank, warning of civil war, economic collapse, total collapse of global system. That's the top Swiss bank, one of the most powerful in the world. And it's got all the incredible quotes about troops on the streets, martial law. How long have I, folks, when they got rid of Glass-Steagall, the Rand Corporation and others said it was for this. See, this isn't some problem. This is all engineered. They've learned that if they just take part of your paycheck, part of your pension, and then say, okay, we're going to take part, but keep the rest safe. Next year, take part, keep the rest safe. We'll be right back. try to shut up now. It's just, I'm marveling that we've been absolutely accurate about what the globalists would do because they said what they would do. But then it's amazing that we were so accurate, and it's amazing that they're getting away with it. And it's amazing to know what comes after this. I mean, these people, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England, Bank of America, they all, Wells Fargo, all openly are the financiers of the carbon taxes, the one-child policies. I mean, these are brutal, nasty, anti-human control freaks. And they're criminals. I mean, these big banks have all been caught taking houses they never had a deed to that are 100% paid for, and the courts just give it to them. You don't believe me? Just type Bank of America took houses that were paid for they didn't own. You'll get CNN, and they go, is it reasonable they take houses they don't own? Well, maybe they need to, because, I mean, that's the thing. These people aren't going to pop up like dictators from 1940s. They're not going to look like Fidel Castro, and you go, oh, there's the dictator. They just creep around their little briefcases and have all this, you know, complex gibberish that once you've studied it is just that. Pure, unmitigated diarrhea of the mouth meant to confuse you. They're a bunch of finance oligarchs with an army of lawyers and high-tech PR campaigns to sit there and confuse everybody. And listen, it's real simple. These scam artists have bought off the politicians and created giant debts that they bought the world with and then handed us at the end of the day saying it was our debt and we now serve them as slaves. I don't owe them anything. I don't want to be domesticated by them. I don't. The feds are federalizing everything. They've announced they're going to put MRI power feet scanners in. Don't worry, don't have to take your shoes off. Do you have any idea? In fact, I'll have an article out later today or tomorrow. I don't know. Watson's a workhorse, a true Trojan when it comes to busting his back. But so are the other writers. Do you understand they're not exempt from radiology rules? They just don't care and do it. And it's all on purpose. My God, those idiot TSA workers. I knew it would come out they were dying of cancer, and it turns out where they've had the scanners for close to 8 years, most of them are getting cancer, and they've proven it's from the scanners. Of course it is. You got two different types of microwave ovens you're basically living in 8 hours a day. I mean, what does that say about the elite? That they know full well that it's a death sentence to everybody that works in TSA, and they just do it. They know full well it's a death sentence to the troops that use DU. They just do it. They know full well, and they just... Good people have a blind spot to evil. And when it's big and bold and wild, we got a blind spot you can drive the Titanic through, and... Man, I see these people. I see them getting away with it. And I'm just like, when is it? And you can't even hate the TSA goons that, you know, want the job for money or a petty power trip. And they typecast and generally hire a certain type of wimpy, pot-bellied type, you know, who looks like Pat from Saturday Night Live. You can't tell if it's male or female. And I care about these people. I want to lift them up. They'd make good little farmers or good little artisans or whatever, you know, if they were just given something other than TV growing up. But instead, they want a petty power trip like the woman they were stripping down, the man they pulled his pants down and were asking about his colostomy bag and yelling at him. And he said, look, you pulled my pants down. And the TSA said, I have power. I have power. I have power. Yeah, you got the power, all right. The government is so scientific. They've got psych warfare chiefs. They give them psychological tests, and they hire these maybe 75, 80 IQ people who just like to run around in a uniform. They're killing them right there. And now they've been killing them, and now they're going to move in the high-powered microwaves and fry everybody. And you're like, well, I just won't fly. They're announcing they've already purchased big, giant mobile trucks. Highway checkpoints have begun. And you try to not let them march your kid in. The cops flip out, taser you, CPS your kid. I mean, it's just psycho land. And the cops are standing out getting fried and loving it. I mean, woo! I mean, it's just like maniac crazy. And these little chicken neck foreign bankers run everything and are openly setting up world government. And I'll tell you what freaked me out. You know, I did this Slate magazine interview, and you know, I don't do a lot of these 9/11 interviews because it would take all my time up, and I didn't do one for a big author at the National Post, and I say no to a lot of these. And he's written like a 3-part series already, and I did scan over most of the parts last night, and it was every cliche about conspiracy theorists. And I knew the articles would end with 9/11 truth is declining and dying. I told him, I said, when he called, I said, the latest talking point is 9/11 truth is dying and declining. And he's like, well, how did you know that? Yeah, this is what it's, of course, that's what your editor told you to write about, dumb bunny. You don't get the talking points, little man. Your bosses do. I know the talking points because I've already had a bunch of them call. I know what the talking point is. It's talking points. I live in a world where a bunch of scum hand down talking points, and then these mercenaries. I mean, who knows? This guy, I bet, got paid $2,000-$3,000 to write this 5-part series. 3 parts are out with every cliche. A lobotomized chimpanzee could have written it, and. I gave him historical proof, total evidence, facts, and none of it's in there. It's just every cliche, every joke, every piece of garbage. And, I'm not the founder of the 9/11 truth movement. David Ray Griffin is, who went public in 2003. I could care less who the father of the 9/11 truth movement is. People ask who started it. Everybody knows. I obsess on false flag terror. I've been covering that since 1996. I got on air in late 95 to expose government-sponsored terror. Oklahoma City. That's what I... And I don't care that I was obsessing on it. And then some other UFO-type host, a few months before 9/11, started getting out of that and covering what I was covering because they saw it was popular. Great, good. More the merrier. Let's defeat the globalist. But the point is, I'm the guy. Okay? I don't talk about holograms and videotapes of Jesus being sacrificed and floating submarines. And I don't talk about all that stuff. Fine, talk about it if you want to. The issue is, I went on air. I said, call the White House. They're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden. And the guy kept saying, you're not the founder on the phone. I was like, well, I don't really care. But if you're asking who the progenitor is, it's me. I mean, if you want to ask, Wright Brothers, Kitty Hawk, you can say that. You know, the first aircraft came out in 2011. Okay, I mean, I guess so. But it says, Alex Jones is not the grandfather of 9/11 truth movement. That's David Ray Griffin in 2003. And it's all about false reality. Well, I mean, wait a minute. I'm not the founder of the grandfather of 9/11 truth movement. A guy that came out 2 years after I did is. Okay. All righty then. Mm-hmm. See, that'd be like saying... Elvis, well, he's not even as big as Elvis in the 9/11 truth movement, but the way the media looks at it is like celebrities. I don't look at it like that, but that's the way the article's written, or one of the 3 articles, again, 2 more coming out, is it was written where it basically says, Alex claims he's Elvis, but David Ray Griffin is Elvis. Well, no, Griffin came so late, he'd be more like in the history of rock and roll. Metallica or something, 1989, 1987. I mean, I would be Little Richard, who you could say was one of the founders of rock and roll. See, in 9/11, I would be Little Richard and not Elvis. See, so basically they're saying I'm the king of 9/11 truth. No, I'm not Elvis. I'm the Little Richard of 9/11 truth. See, I come first. Understand that. Not David Ray Griffin, who's Metallica. See, rock and roll didn't start in 1987. Started back in the 40s. Elvis became the king by popularizing it. But again, I don't even get into this or talk about it. It's like the article obsesses over this. Oh, my gosh. And okay, I said I'd take calls. Oh, boy. And listen, I want to quantify 9/11 truth down to something very simple for all of you that are emotionally invested in the fairy tale you've been told that's been proven to be a lie. The official story, if you go research it, even 6 of the 10 commissioners have said, is a fairy tale, is a criminal lie. Hey, let's just start there. And let's finish with this, just to hope you look into it with an open mind. You've seen now even Chuck Norris saying, why is our government putting Al-Qaeda in Libya? Why are they protecting Anwar al-Awlaki? What's he doing at the Pentagon? There, now you're starting to come into reality. They think you're so dumb, they've got Al-Qaeda running all around on U.S. government payment right now. The elephant in the room. The whale in the room. Wake up, okay? Just start there. Why? Okay, bin Laden was admitted CIA. That's admitted. Let's start there. Don't say it's crazy to say we should investigate this and ridiculous and preposterous when the cops will have an investigation of a hit-and-run accident out on the highway with 20 cops out there investigating it. Don't say, oh, it's crazy to look into this when governments have done stuff like this, including ours, over and over again. But let's just end it with this. It isn't our government that did 9/11. The government is compartmentalized like a labyrinth out of Einstein's mind. It is a labyrinthine system. It is corporate shadow networks, when you study it deeply, that ran the attacks. The same groups openly financing Al-Qaeda today. Bottom line, the hijackers were given passports to come back into the U.S. and protect it. That's come out. They were at bases. They were living in houses paid for by the FBI. This is all mainstream news. And never, in not one of these hit pieces, will they ever address any of our questions. They go through the same laundry list of disinformation. And so understand, this is real. Look at all the other criminal activities the government's involved in, the gun running to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. These people are dangerous. It's not fun to go up against them. But we have no future if we don't. Okay, everybody, I appreciate you holding. Eric in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. First, I would like to thank you for warming up the audience on the whole 9/11 truth thing. I want to tell you, I'm 19 years old, and I am studying firefighting in school. Now, the other day, they told us that steel melts at 1,000 degrees. They told us that steel melts at 1,000 degrees, and structures that are made out of steel will become unstable at 1,000 degrees.
Yeah, let me stop you. In all the firefighting books and the underwriting laboratories, this has come out in the last 5 years, they're changing insurance now for buildings to collapse. Never happened, but three times on that day. Big fires all the time, last for weeks, nothing collapses. They're now changing it, and yes, saying buildings will melt at 1,000 degrees, or will fall down, the big modern steel buildings, and it's changing all of engineering. See, they're having to go with these fake physics, so yes, it's changing everything. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, it absolutely infuriated me, and the moment that he said that, my fists were clenching, I was sweating.
Well, what you do is you bring in the old manuals and old textbooks and say, when did this change? But, you know, they now say a big lighter will burn down the most powerfully built building that previously wouldn't fall. I mean now, of course, none of them have fallen since, but it's just the false reality, I know. We have to now believe whatever we're told. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the thing is, that it doesn't only just change the science of it. The job of a fireman is to protect lives and property. So say we got a skyscraper that's on fire, and it's real bad, and there's propane or something in one of the kitchens, and it blows up, and some's heated up to 1,000 degrees. That means that the structure is unstable, and the guys in charge of incident command will get everybody out. All the firefighters, they'll call them on a retreat, and we will ignore the damage on the property, and we will ignore the lives in the building because of the 1,000-degree law. And that is actually in the NFPA 1500, the National Fire Protection Agency.
No, I know. They've announced the insurance has gone up because before they said steel didn't start weakening and getting more pliable till 2000, didn't start melting even with the lower quality steel till around 3,000 or more. But magically now, that I know, they say 1,000 degrees, buildings will fall, just free fall, perfectly, with blast points coming out the sides.
Just want to inform you on the disinformation they're teaching firefighters now.
Well, I mean, wait a minute. A gas-powered grill can get up to 1,000. So I guess it's all going to collapse, the whole thing freefall? Because you have a little fire at the top, the whole thing's just going to fall on the ground?
Gosh, you know.
What about in a fireplace, the metal grate? Is it going to... Because, you know, the fire's only in one spot. Is the whole fireplace going to collapse down, too?
Obviously not.
But they... So they've told you there's a new law, see? That'd be like if they said planes can only fly 100 miles an hour now. You know, there's a new magic barrier. People would say, well, planes never flew past 100 miles an hour. Government said so.
Well, I just got to say thank God for people like you and David Ray Griffith and the firefighters for 911truth.org.
Did anybody else come out and get concerned, or everybody said, oh, 1,000 degrees, buildings fall? I mean, did they all buy it? Like, oh, okay.
They all just highlighted it in their books and just took the notes and just moved on. But I was sitting there, and Alex, I was thinking all of these things, all the lectures that are on YouTube of David Ray Griffith explaining and breaking it down. It was all going through my mind, and I wanted to say something, but he's my instructor. And, if I say something like 9/11 truth or 9/11 was an inside job or what happened to Building 7, that would be a real, real big red flag. And it was just a mess.
I hear you, my friends. And by the way, I said Little Richard, the real father of rock and roll, a lot of people say, is what Chuck Berry. And, of course, isn't it Chuck Berry? I'm having one of those addled moments. Doesn't he have Lemmy from Motorhead says it's Little Richard. I know that can be debated. No, but I'd have to say it's Chuck Berry with his Johnny Be Good. And live a little, boy. Hey, you know, we ought to come back in with Johnny Be Good and maybe do 5 minutes overdrive so I get to the calls. Folks, it's freaking me out. I mean, I just... It's so insane to live in this world of delusion. All right, well, more of your calls straight ahead. We'll be live tonight, 7 o'clock, special report. InfoWars Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. Oh, yeah, how about we just go to old classic rock and roll. How about we just do that for a while? Or maybe play some George Strait. Kind of have a country rock fusion show. I think that's a live one. You found it and off YouTube. That's Chuck Berry. That's the father of rock and roll, not Elvis. People get that confused. The father is not the king. Father comes first. Get that straight.
Go, Johnny, go, go.
We could dress David Ray Griffin up in an Elvis outfit.
He used to carry his guitar and a gun in sack.
Need to get him back on. Good guy. Boy, that country boy can play. Let's go to Tim in Michigan. Tim, thanks for holding.
Oh, Alex, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the call.
No, stop thanking me. We love you, Tim. Go ahead.
I know, man. I love you too, Alex, man. Listen, I was reading an article about Social Security, and I am on disability. I hurt my back real bad at work back in 2003. But they said we're going to be insolvent by 2017. And then I read an article right next to it that said we just gave Afghanistan $36 million for some agricultural program.
No, yeah, growing opium, brother. They give them billions a year. No, the troops openly now grow it. And because it started coming out, they just went, okay, we're on TV. We grow the opium. We're going to ship it to you, and we're going to put you in a jail owned by a bank that launders the money. Only in America, man. Only in America.
I got to ask you this, Alex. I have this theory and I want to explain it real quick. Now, wouldn't this be ingenious to take the movie industry and the oligarchs use these Did you see the new one coming out called Contagious or something? Contagious?
Yeah, with Matt Damon?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
It's coming. You've got to get the vaccine. A deadly contagion's coming. Oh, the government's going to save you.
Okay, but let me give you my theory on this. What if, wouldn't this be ingenious, they use those movies as the truth to beta test our reactions? And
well, sir, they admit they do that. I mean, it's not any what if. They admit the government pays for a lot of messages in movies. It's called, they call it now behavior placement, about 10 years after I coined the term propaganda placement. But no, they use your tax money. Assuredly, if they've got any military equipment or anything in it, which they do, you better believe the government was involved in that. I appreciate your call, Bubba. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, George. Oh, no, Robert was up next. Oh, we'll go to break and come back to him. I got to get a haircut. I'm like a hippie now. I almost got a mullet, but the haircut can wait. You'll go to Robert, and we'll hold you into the next hour. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I called you a couple of weeks ago and just got through real quick. So this is my second call. I had a little story I wanted to tell you. And also I wanted to read something that I think is really inspiring about.
Okay, we're almost out of time. I want to hear it. Tell me, hit me.
Okay, well, I'm in California, but I grew up in Texas. I went to River Oaks Elementary School in Houston, and I remember in the sixth grade, and this is like the late '70s. We had an international fair where we formed little groups of students, and each group had a country. And we had like an international fair, so my group was Switzerland. So we had chocolate, and then we figured, what else does Switzerland have? They have banks. So I think that the teachers actually put us up to this, but we supplied all the other countries with their money. So we actually had to like print it out, and so what happened is we got like 20%.
I want to hear the rest of this. Stay with us.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, short overdrive, and I'm glad I'm coming back tonight live, 7 o'clock. Because I'm going to get into the banning of plastic bags and paper bags in L.A. They're moving to do that. The listing of hay as an evil, wicked, toxic waste grass to harass the farmers and ranchers. We're told Al-Qaeda is striking again in Iraq, but they're good in Libya. Also, the United States has fallen to fifth place. MSNBC is showing in global competitiveness survey shows, well, that's what all the regulations and taxes are about. There's a big new study out where they admit that higher taxes destroys the tax base and productivity. That's the plan by the monopoly men. But listen, real quick, you were being Switzerland in class, the caller was calling from California. And then it ended up where Switzerland was at a certain point. Actually, Switzerland doesn't print the money. They're into the real currency. But go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, but the point was, people would come to the fair to buy stuff. But first they had to come to us to get the money from the other countries. So we ended up making like 20% off of everybody. But my point is that we didn't feel like we were in a position of – I mean, I didn't feel like I was in a position of strength when we told all the other students what we were going to do. We were basically going to enslave all of them. We were going to get a percentage off of everybody.
Yeah, but you didn't do that. No. You just never discuss it, and you wouldn't tell them anything. You would just say, this is where the money comes from, and you would, with all the money and the advantage you had, you would then buy off the politicians of the next country and then take them over and say, now you're going to pay us taxes to breathe. And this is a good thing. It's not slavery. And Al Gore invented the sun and the moon and the internet, and then you will start worshiping him as your high priest. They actually say they want to make it a religion with environmental priests who teach you GMO is good and the family is bad, but paper bags are evil. It's all a control freak system. I appreciate your call. Interesting points. Now let's go to Kat in PA. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. My story is actually about the TSA.
Oh, the great leaders? Yes, tell me about them.
Before I tell it, I'd like to point out that I'm 17. I'm still underage. So I was in the airport in Denver, Colorado with my family a few weeks ago, and we were waiting in line to get screened or whatever they call it nowadays. And there were the normal metal detectors, and then right next to it was the those big damn things, the big TSA.
And you were, are you a nice-looking young lady? You're never too young to be groped by them, and what? And then they selected you?
Well, actually, they pushed everybody into the line to go through the full-body scanners. And I was next up line, and this lady says, you know, stand on the yellow tape, and I say, through the full-body scanner, and she's starting to get impatient already because I'm asking questions. And she says, yes. And I say, well, I'm underage. You know, I'm only 17. I don't think I should go through that. Don't have the option to have another screening-like thing. And she says, we have five-year-olds go through here. You just go. And she was pushing me.
And they're always claiming that you have an option to say no, but really they'll try to intimidate you. We have five-year-olds that go through here, honey. I'm dying of cancer soon from this. Now get in there. So what happened next? She started shoving you?
Went through, and it's amazing what you have to do. It was terrible. My heart was beating
so fast. No, it's all about raising your hands, acts of submission. It's all dog training, submission training. But to be clear, you say she touched you, she shoved you in?
Well, she put her hand on my back, and she was like, you just go through now.
Just get in there, honey cakes.
So I go through, and, you know, I spread my stuff like I have to, and they run it through once, and then apparently they did it wrong, so they had to run it through another time. And something went wrong, and they said, we're going to have to pat you down.
No.
So I get out, and I'm like, no, I refuse to pat down. And as she starts to pat me down, she says, oh, it's fine. It's probably just your zipper. And, you know, me and my family walk away. And this is the most interesting part of the story. We're all talking, you know, we're putting our shoes on, and this guy walks by, and he says, are you guys angry today? And we're like, no. And he said, perception. And